I'm Maria Dudzak and am joined in the studio today by Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell, who is here to tell us about some of the ballot initiative public hearings that are taking place. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being here. And I guess tell folks a little bit, I think people have been hearing about the ballot initiatives, but tell folks a little bit about them and what you hope to achieve through these public hearings.
Sure. We have three ballot initiatives where you, the citizen, get to make the laws on the ballot in November. One is to legalize marijuana, legalize, regulate, and tax marijuana. One is to raise the minimum wage from $7.75 to $9.75 over a two-year period. And the third is to add a provision in the law that said if you build a mine in the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserves, you need to get an act of the legislature after all the other permits are in. So those three bills are on the ballot. And, you know, we criticize legislators for voting on things before they've read them. So we are doing hearings around the state to encourage people to get out and understand the bills, hear the pro-con and the pro-side and the con-side. And we have three hearings in Ketchikan, one today and two tomorrow.
And those hearings, how is public comment being taken? Will people come up to the podium, written comments? How are you accepting comments?
We accept both. If you've got written comments and you want to send them in, send them to lt.governor@alaska.gov. It really does help to come to the hearing. We've now had hearings in Nome, Kotzebue, Barrow, Juneau. So Ketchikan is number four on the list. We'll actually be in eight different communities around the state. Nine different communities around the state. They're also live online, so sometimes people will call in from Dillingham, say, on the Bristol Bay Initiative, even if we're in Juneau or, in Barrow, people called in from Nome because they had some more thoughts. But I'm doing three things with this. I'm helping people understand what's in the bills. We're giving the pro side and the con side a chance to argue, their sides of the position, as well as citizens to do that. And then the third is that each of these bills have some mechanics where we have to lay out on the record how they work. For example, on the marijuana bill, it makes it legal probably by about February of next year, but the regulations aren't done until November of next year. It may be legal to possess 1 ounce on your person, but the Raven decision today says you can have 4 ounces in your home. So there's a lot of different issues where we're kind of getting the intent of the sponsors out on the record. So if there are court cases later on, you'll have it. On the marijuana initiative, again, the sponsors say, well, we're going to ban advertising, or we can ban advertising. And, we turn to the text of the bill and say, where does it say you're going to do that? Because it says reasonable restrictions, and their argument is it's a ban. So we want to get the intent on the record.
If people wish to read these bills, I know legalese can sometimes
sure.
be overwhelming. I imagine those are online. People can read or check them out. And will they be available, I guess, to look at the hearing?
Yes. In fact, if you come to the hearing, we'll give you a copy of the bill. We'll give you a copy of the Attorney General's opinion about the constitutionality of the bill. We'll give you a copy of the cost estimate. And then the pro side and the con side have slideshows and sometimes have handouts. So we'll have the leader of the initiative for the Bristol Bay, the one that affects the Pebble Mine, here today. I think we'll have tomorrow rather. We'll have the pro side and the con side on marijuana. I expect people will turn out, and there will be people on the phone too who will be able to answer questions.
Okay, and there is a limit to the time, correct? The testimony?
You know, what we've done is we've reasonably said, 3 minutes to testify. So people have come, prepared to speak for 1 to 3 minutes. And occasionally a question will come up in the hearing, and we'll have experts on from around the state agencies. For example, somebody on the marijuana initiative may say, well, is somebody from the ABC board online? Because I'm wondering how I might get a license to sell this or something like that. And so we've had those things explained. And so sometimes it goes over, but it's about 3 minutes.
Okay, so a lot of it is informational and also opportunity to testify. And if you can remind people when those hearings are, at least for Ketchikan.
Great. Come on out and visit with us today at 4 o'clock, 4 to 6, will be the hearing on minimum wage. And come at 4. Those have tended to go faster than the other two hearings. And that's at the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly Chambers, the White Cliff Building on First Avenue. And all of them are at the Assembly Chambers. Tomorrow from 1 to 3 is the Marijuana Initiative, and that's 1900 First Avenue. And tomorrow, 4 to 6, is the Bristol Bay Initiative.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I just want to say it's great to be back in Ketchikan. I've been honored to serve as your Lieutenant Governor. As you know, I'm not running for Lieutenant Governor again, and but I hope to stay active in Alaska affairs, and it's great to be here today.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell, again, those hearings coming up, and we do have those on our community calendar, and we'll keep you informed as those meetings come up.